you spend sleepless nights worrying about being submerged in quicksand, being attacked by an unrelenting swarm of killer bees, or how you'd outswim an angry giant shark?
We're here to tell you to stop worrying and let Anthony Atamanik, an anxious and overly informed comedian, be your guide to solving your most worrisome what-ifs.
Don't Panic, a new comedy podcast from Wondery, leans into our most absurd anxieties and diffuses them with humor and actual advice for how to deal should you find yourself facing your fears. You'll laugh, learn, and possibly sweat profusely.
We're about to play a clip from Don't Panic. Enjoy Don't Panic on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Don't Panic early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts today.
Okay, we know what you think you would do if you were in a submerged vehicle, but what do the experts say? Okay, so this is an infographic.
Okay.
There's a bunch of steps here, and let's go through some of them.
Okay.
So first off, they're instructing you to keep your hands attended to when you're already crashing into the water.
I like that, yeah. Though, maybe because it's protecting you from breaking your arms or anything like that. Like, it's keeping you. All right. I buy that there's something there.
This is true. And it does say that the impact of your car hitting the water could set off the airbag system in your vehicle.
Okay, got it.
And in any other brace position could cause serious injury.
Yeah,
okay, great. Interesting. I did not think about that. So now it says, try to remain calm. You have 30 to 60 seconds to act before your car sinks. Now you said, mind you, 15 seconds, 15 to 30 for you to catch on to what's going on.
Yeah.
So you're at the low end. You're done. You're in the water.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. At that point, because it's like, I have to be honest with myself and go like, we're driving, talking about big gulps. Oh, fuck. We're in the water. Like, you know, there's going to be a moment. There's going to be a moment of like, let's just be honest with ourselves. Like, you know, if you're saying we're driving into the water, yeah. I'd be prepared for it. But we're going
right off. And it says take a couple of deep breaths. You've been doing that. You're taking the best deep breaths and
trying.
You need to stay focused and act immediately. And you are. Unbuckle your seatbelt.
Yes. I feel good about that.
So that's good. So you got that correct. Now, open the window as soon as you've unstrapped yourself.
Okay.
Okay. So don't try to escape through the door because the pressure of the water on the outside of the door
makes
it impossible to open. Yes, of course. I mean, and here we go. So here's your little bolt thing, which it says.
Okay, great.
And by the way, it says break a window if you can't open one, which, of course, if it's electric, you might not be able to open it.
Well, that's what I think about it. Yeah.
If you have a little baby, you got to get the child out first. I have to say this is why I'm not a parent. I would.
Look, have you ever seen that movie, the Avalanche movie?
Yes. Yeah. I force majeure.
I love
force majeure.
Genius.
That's this crazy Swedish movie where a dad basically runs away from his kids and wife during an avalanche. And I mean, essentially emasculates himself and then freaks out about
it. Now, you see, this is interesting because I think I overcomplicated myself swimming out the back. This is probably the way to do it. But I'm going to argue that the electric windows aren't going to work. But
Go. Well, here you go, actually. And I'm going to go in here to this YouTube video. So in this video, this guy is running the scenario. It's like a Canadian guy with his mother is running a scenario where they are submerging a car in water. In a body of water.
Okay.
It's filling up. It's starting to fill up with water. Oh, he does show cutting the seatbelt. He's like, you got to cut the seatbelt. And
I just want everyone to know, and you're watching it, if you're listening to it, this guy leisurely drove into a lake. I'm picturing us shooting off of a cliff and going, like, this is, I've driven into a lake. And I just want to point out where this is not, if you gave me this, I'm all on board with a lot of technique, but this is not the Mission Impossible version I was expecting.
Wait. Here he is just a little bit later.
Okay.
He says he's going to represent climbing into the back seat by doing it. You're not representing it. He's actually climbing in the back seat.
Now, you see, I did pitch the back. Now, he's going in the back.
Yep. Look, there's like a person outside. Do you see them?
Yeah, well, they're taping it. But what I don't like about this video is he's not doing anything with any speed. Like, he's taking too, like, he's He's doing a TED talk while thinking.
By the way, at this point, he's been in the car for almost 2 minutes, just sitting.
Okay, letting it get full up.
So there was a suggestion that you could pull the headrest out to use that to pop the window. Because you need like your thing, that diamond thing.
Yeah.
That's a prime thing in all these suggestions is you've got to pop the window if you can't get out using that window breaker thing. This guy makes a very good point, which is who the fuck is going to be able to pull out the headrest in this amount of time?
100%. Yeah.
And then he has a little glass breaker thing in his keychain.
Yeah.
And one on his passenger side.
Yeah.
How many window breakers do you need? This I found interesting. He just shoves it in. He like pushes through the window. I don't know as much as he smashes it, but I guess that's because it has a very, very sharp tip.
Yeah.
Basically, the pressure shatters the glass. Okay, he's so gently pushing the glass away. And here he goes.
Okay.
And then he swims out to mommy and then tells his mommy everything that he did underwater.
Hey, mom. Nothing to worry about. Woo-hoo. Where are you at, mom? Oh, look, there she is.
Wow.
We aren't counting for the fact that an airbag could go off.
Right.
So you might be, and this is where I started to freak out watching these, which was you could be pressed. So you have to like figure out like, think about
well,
like,
this is,
you know,
this is the thing. It's like,
yeah,
if it all happens exactly like this, like, all right. So
yes.
If you spin sideways, right. And you go into the water,
forget it,
like on your side, right. And the car flips over. You could go in top up, you know, and you know, like, and it could still go down. Like there's a million variables on how you go in.
Can I say none of these scenarios have been remotely close to a scenario that even that in any way resembles what might actually happen.
I mean, well, can I just say this too? It's like, I think the thing, this is like with everything, it gives us some sense of, if I read a book about how to escape a bear attack, right. If I read a thing, I'll be able to do it. But the thing is, they are prepared for what is about to happen.
Yes.
It's because what we're not counting for is the panic, the unpreparedness. Like anyone who's prepared to get out of a sinking car will be able to get out of a sinking car. That's no one is. No one ever is.
Okay, so can we put together what we learned and can we get out of this car?
You can listen to Don't Panic early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts today.